Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. California's Central Valley includes the fourth poorest congressional district in the country. It's a region where towns are small, streets are often unpaved, and modest homes sit beside busy agricultural fields. It's also a region beset by environmental problems, and that in turn has given rise to environmental organizing. Producer Devin Robbins spent time with some Central Valley mothers to learn about their work for healthier communities in hardscrabble country.
Off a dusty portion of Highway 99, a green sign reads Early Mart, population 7,000. The town earned its name almost a century ago because crops like grapes, potatoes, and nuts could be harvested early here. 51-year-old Teresa DeAnda grew up across the street from the fields where both her parents worked. She learned about pesticides young.
I remember wanting to go hug my dad after work, and I would run up to him, and he'd say, no, azufre, azufre. He'd say, sulfur, you can't run up to me. It'll make you itchy. I knew that what's outside and in the fields should not come in the house.
Hazardous pesticides such as endosulfan and Dursban, which is banned for use in homes, are commonly used in the fields across the street from Early Mart. Diesel exhaust from trucks and tractors is also prevalent. As a mother, DeAnda saw a blasé acceptance developing in her children.
My daughter, Tina, when she saw a little girl, she said, oh, that's Mary Bell. She has three fingers because of the pesticides. And I said, she has three fingers? And she said, yeah, and she knows it's the pesticides.
Then in 1999, there was an incident that left an even deeper mark.
They were spraying across the street, and the spray was inside my house. It was full of spray in here. It was foggy in my house. I didn't know if my kids were going to wake up. My husband was out of town, and it was just a horrible, helpless feeling.
DeAnda says she couldn't just stand by anymore. She began educating herself about chemicals and knocking on doors. 25 women joined forces with her.
So many of these people, when we go there, would tell us, oh yeah, we had a barbecue last week and they were spraying right next to us and my kids were feeling sick after that and a bunch of us got headaches. If you come here in May, June, or July, they are spraying heavy and you can smell it. You'll smell the odor of pesticides.
DeAnda formed the Committee for the Well-Being of Early Mart. Now she's known for taking busloads of people to Sacramento so legislators can see the faces and hear the stories of the victims of pesticide drift up close and personal. The group helped pass pesticide legislation in California and persuade the county to limit aerial spraying. About an hour northwest is Kettleman City. 1,500 primarily Latino residents live here. They have to drive 30 miles to the nearest grocery store. Although it might seem hard to organize in a place where people have to try so hard to get by, Kettleman City is home to a multi-generational environmental justice movement.
You know, my son's been involved in meetings since he was 3 months old. They always used to accuse us of trying to tug emotional strings by taking our kids to meetings. You know, we took our kids to meetings because we couldn't afford babysitters.
For 20 years, Maricela Mares Alatorre and her family have been a thorn in the side of a hazardous waste landfill about 3.5 miles south of town. More community members joined their fight after several babies were born with cleft palates here. Authorities say there may be as many as 9. 3 of the babies died.
And a lot of the moms that we work with that have had the cleft palate children, they tell us, you know what, we used to think you were crazy. But now I'm so angry and, you know, I want them to hear me and I want them to listen and they don't. I said, well, welcome to the fight.
Alatorre says her strength comes from both her parents. Her father worked with Cesar Chavez. In fact, this region is the birthplace of the United Farm Workers movement. Her mother, Mary Lou, is a teacher and created the group People for Clean Air and Water in the 1980s. Despite this legacy, Alatorre says the work and its repercussions do take a toll.
For instance, my son, one time we had a big rally at the school, and the next day the gym teacher made him run extra miles and then ran after him, behind him, clapping and saying, si se puede, I thought si se puede.
Her 15-year-old son, Miguel Alatorre, responded by getting involved in the movement himself. He leads a local youth organization called Kids Protecting Our Planet.
Here's Miguel on the steps of the EPA in San Francisco, demanding that officials address Kettleman City's environmental concerns.
As you can see, we have all our youth right here. We're not going to stand for any of their trash anymore, and we're going to fight back. ¿Qué queremos?
Justicia!
¿Cuándo?
Some of the Alatorres' neighbors vigorously disagree with their efforts, pointing to Little League sponsorships and money for local schools the waste facility provides. So Maricela's activism means continuing discord, and her opponent's criticism is increasingly pointed.
You can't say anything if you say, oh, you know, they chose Kettleman City because it's a Latino community. Oh, you're playing the race card. If we say, oh, they chose Kettleman City because it's an impoverished community because people don't have the means to fight back. Oh, you're playing the poverty card. I think we're playing with the cards that we were dealt, and that's a fact. You can't deny that. We know that they might say that they chose this place because of the geology, it's so great, but we know deep down that they choose places like ours because of politics way more than the geology.
Last month, the cleft palate birth defects in Kettleman City drew national attention. The media exposure prompted visits from state officials and the top EPA chief in the region. They promised more scientific research.
Pull the ball with your feet. You have to pull it back with your toe and then juggle it with your foot.
In a third town, 2 hours north, 13-year-old Ellen Kelly shows me her soccer moves. You'd never know Ellen was born with diminished lung capacity. About 5 years ago, when she was in the third grade, her mother, Melissa, was actually teaching in her school when Ellen left PE and ran to her.
She came into my classroom, white as a ghost, saying, "My heart hurts, my heart hurts." And not knowing very much at the time, I thought she was having a heart attack. And, as a mother, you just kind of freak out. And I rushed her to the doctor, and the doctor said, no, it's not a heart attack. It was an asthma attack.
Melissa Kelly Ortega says she never thought much about the air until Ellen's asthma attack. Then her youngest daughter, Satya, was born with breathing problems. Ortega soon began to notice on days with poor air quality, kids had more migraines, asthma attacks, and other health problems. She decided to get involved and started organizing.
I think that I would call myself an activist. I think other people would call me a radical. And that becomes a very hard place to be, because when you're a radical, people don't listen. Sometimes you work really hard and you tell the story, and a lot of people have heard your story, so you think, oh, nobody wants to hear my story anymore. It seems like you're screaming into the wind and nobody's hearing you.
What Ortega would like you to hear is the Central Valley, including Merced, consistently ranks among the top 10 most polluted regions in the U.S. Studies show that's a result of diesel exhaust and dirty air blown in from the Bay Area and Los Angeles. Combined with that agricultural burning, it all adds up to a soup of lung-scarring ozone and particles that cause asthma attacks.
I think one of the tragedy of living in the valley is that we have just become sort of numb. We see this way of living, that this is the only way to live. And I think someone had asked, well, why don't you move? You need resources to be able to move. You need to be able to pick up your family and take them away from their friends. And you need to be able to buy a house somewhere where the air is clean. And that's just not something we have.
Nevertheless, Ortega says she feels hopeful about the future. In 2008, the county agreed to use colored flags on city buildings to let residents know if the air quality is safe or not. Also beginning next year, the state will require truck owners to install diesel exhaust filters on their rigs. Melissa Kelly Ortega has seen changes that people told her would never come to pass. And so she and Merced, Maricela Mares Alatorre in Kettleman City, and Teresa DeAnda in Early Mart raise their children and grandchildren in the Central Valley and work for a day when it's a healthier place to live. For Living on Earth, I'm Devin Robbins in Merced, California.